Is anyone there? It's cold and dark out here.
It's open. You don't have to beat it down. Can't you read this sign?
I didn't see a sign.
Where did you come from? Up on the mountain?
Yes.
Oh, really? Come in and warm yourself by the fire.
Calypso. Is that you?
I beg your pardon?
Nothing. You look like someone I know.
I've heard that before. We have a visitor.
Coming, coming.
Wilbur?
That's my husband. He'll show you to a room.
Is this an inn?
Yes, the Greystone.
Welcome, welcome. We have everything you may need. Good stew, fresh bread, fine ale, and clean room.
I'm afraid I don't have any money.
Then I can assume it's pebbles that weigh down your money pouch.
Money pouch?
On your belt.
Oh, I hadn't noticed. It seems to be full. How much will this buy?
My word. Bed and board for a month. We aren't robbers, just simple innkeepers. May I? 3 of these silver coins will do for a week's lodging.
Will it also buy some information?
The information is free, if we have it.
I saw a woman on the mountain a little while ago. This is her cloak.
Oh.
I didn't rob her. She was hurt and asked me to take this.
A woman gave that to you?
Yes.
And my friend, you are in trouble.
What do you mean? I'm in trouble.
You saw no woman but the daughter of the master of the mountain heart.
I don't understand.
From time to time, the magician who lives within the mountain seeks a new human being to add to his realm.
Why? Who is he?
No one knows. But every few years, a traveler, such as yourself, encounters a young girl who gives him a stone. Perhaps it's always the same one.
Then I don't want it.
Don't try to remove it. Once you wear it, it cannot be removed.
What do I do?
I do not know. You're welcome to stay here, but none of your predecessors have actually stayed.
What can I do?
I do not know. It will do you no good to worry about it. My wife is an excellent cook, so you will at least have a good meal.
The condemned man ate a hearty breakfast.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing. What usually happens?
I don't know. Several young men have stayed here. The story goes back several generations in these parts, but the pattern is always the same. The stone, the cloak, they take a room here at the Greystone Inn, and they're gone when I go to call for them in the morning.
What if I don't stay? What if I leave?
Can you?
Of course.
I think not. The stone will not allow it.
Then what do I do?
Resign yourself. It may not be so bad. No one really knows.
You're awfully calm about all this.
I'm not wearing a stone.
So it doesn't matter to you.
That sounds so cold. Let's say I feel sorry for you, but it's really not my problem. Come, first you will eat, and you will have some ale, and then you'll be shown your room. This is one of our finest rooms. I cannot count the geese that gave their tender little bodies so their feathers could fill your mattress.
This is very nice.
I hope nothing happens to you. You're not a bad young man.
Thank you. I hope nothing happens to me either.
I'll see you in the morning, if you're here.
Thank you, Wilbur. I wish you could tell me what I've gotten myself into. Maybe I'll just get up and leave. All right, I'll stay. I was only kidding. Damn rock. I don't care how pretty it is. What? Where are you?
Highwayman. Murderer.
Where are you? Fire!
These flames cannot hurt you. If they could, I would avenge my sister.
Avenge what?
Her death. You stole her life stone from her.
She asked me to take it.
Liar.
I can't argue with a column of flame.
Mortals are all such cowards.
I am not a coward, and I didn't kill your sister. I found her by the side of the road up on the mountain.
And you robbed her, or you wouldn't have the stone.
She asked me.
I am not here to argue with a liar and a murderer, but our father can deal with your likes. My poor sister's ghost will know justice.
And what did you have in mind? What are you doing?
Directly to my father. Come.
Where are we going?
Wherever I lead you. If I must, I can tap the power of your life stone to force you.
No, stop! Turn! Go!
You are not allowed to ask questions from this moment on. Only to answer them.
But won't you at least tell me where we're going?
Is he there?
No, he's gone.
Too bad. He was a very nice young man.
So were the others.
No, there was something special about this one.
You say that about each one.
And I'm right about each one. But this time I mean it. I think there was something special about this one.
speak to the man.
I didn't do anything.
Liar. The Lord will know how to deal with you.
Who is the Lord?
My father. Master. The necromancer.
What does he want of me?
When I tell him what you've done, your death will release the life force he uses to make his magic.
But I didn't do anything.
He will judge your innocence. But I know you are guilty. You still wear the stone you stole from my sister before you killed her.
Why have we stopped?
You will wait in there.
Why?
Go in. I'm not asking.
All right, I'll wait. How long do I have to wait? Who? Wilbur? Is that you?
I have no name.
You're playing a role in here.
I was once a personal servant to the necromancer. But when I fell into disfavor, I was sent here.
How long have you been here?
I don't know. There's too little light to count the days, and the meals are too frequent a matter. I've been here long enough to shrink inside the shirt I wore until it swims around me like a robe.
But when will the Lord come for us?
We will be summoned.
Yes. It wouldn't look good for a lord to come visiting a couple of lowly prisoners.
No. Why are you here?
That woman thinks I killed her sister.
So, you are the new one.
New one?
From time to time, the necromancer captures a young man from the outside world and kills him to keep his pool of magic power up to his standards.
Why does he have to kill people?
He is the necromancer. It's what he does. If he didn't, he would cease to be the necromancer.
I guess that explains it.
I suppose you carry the stone. It's the usual pattern.
Yes. Here.
Yes. So do I. It's how he keeps control of his subjects. Hurts, doesn't it?
Yes. Are they good for anything?
Yes. They have his power in them, don't they? His daughters use them for power. Flying, appearing, and disappearing. Spirit fires, moving small objects.
How small an object?
Well,
if they can use them, so can we.
Do you know how?
No, but there must be a way to do it if they do it.
It makes sense. But if you tamper with one of the stones, well, I've never been fond of pain.
Have you ever tried to control your stone?
Of course not.
Do you wear yours round your neck?
Of course.
Give me your stone.
No. If I try to take it off, it'll burn me.
What if I rip it off your neck?
You're out of your mind.
Are you being burned?
No. But look at it. It's glowing. I can smell the singed air. The leather thongs is starting to smoke.
But you're not being burned?
No.
I didn't think so.
Well, what are you going to do with it now?
Throw it away, I guess. These stones seem to have a life of their own. I would say that your magic jewel is hysterical right now. You can't do what it's supposed to do, so it's burning itself up.
Here, put it under this rod.
I could get rid of my stone as easily. It knows what I want to do. And I'll do it, even if you burn me. We can make a deal. You tell me how to use your power, and I'll continue to wear you.
You are talking to the stone.
Yes. And it's cooling off, literally. Show me how to use you, or I'll take you off. At the count of five. One, two, three.
Well,
it's working. I can hear all of these bells coming into my mind. What they do, how to use them.
Can I do the same thing with my stone?
Yours is gone.
Well, you ripped it from around my throat.
Shh. I'm gonna get this out. Are you coming with me?
We'll be seen.
No. The stone has shown me how to make us invisible to the little one. Are you coming?
Lead on.
Where do you want to go?
Out of here. Out of the mountain.
Through that doorway. You will find a staircase.
Can't I go back the way I came?
How did you come?
The necromancer's daughter opened the ground.
No. If you lose control of spell, you'll be trapped inside the rock of the mountain. Nothing would suit the necromancer better than for you to trap yourself.
The stairway.
It will take longer, but it's more secure.
What's that?
High. We'll be discovered.
But the invisibility spell.
It only works against mortals. And besides, I have it with stone. I can see you with the power of my stone. Hello,
slave. Hello, mistress.
Who is she?
One of my master's daughters.
How many daughters does he have?
Hundreds.
Thousands, poor boy. And each of us has a stone. Your escape would have worked fine if you had gotten out. With that stone, you would have been a very powerful mortal.
We may still make it out.
Oh, really? And how do you plan to do that?
Like this.
My stone! It's falling apart! Where are you?
Without your stone, we are invisible again. Bye!
You can't escape! You can't!
Don't take your word for it. Let's go.
Right.
Just a little further.
If the necromancer and his daughters can just pass through the earth, why do they need all these stairs?
Sometimes those of us who cannot pass through the ground need to fetch things. Food for slaves, metal for swords.
Is that the door?
Yes, that's it. Be careful. There might be a protective spell to warn the master that we are leaving by this route.
Stone? Is there a spell?
I don't like this. It's not like the master to be so careless.
I'm surprised Calypso, his daughter, didn't return with her sisters to capture us.
Yes. This is all wrong. Why wasn't there a guardian spell on that door?
Because it wasn't necessary.
It's him. Oh, master, it wasn't me. He forced me to come with him. I was going to wait. He ripped the stone from my neck.
Silence. He's right. I did take the stone from him.
But you didn't really force him to come with you, did you?
He did. He grabbed my arm and dragged me all the way up the stairs. He did.
My child, before you only offended me with your renegade thoughts. There was a chance you could have been salvaged, but I will not tolerate treachery.
It's all his fault. Please, I didn't do anything.
Silence.
You didn't have to do that. He was a harmless little fellow.
You are next, you know. You might find it wiser to present your case and beg my mercy.
I'm not the helpless little man he was. I can fight you.
Oh, can you? How? With your silly little magic stone? That stone is less a part of my power than the paring of a single nail.
Then I'll fight you with everything else I have, to the last breath in my body.
That is exactly what I had in mind.
Then why do you delay? Maybe the energy you took from my friend has gloated you.
His soul was less than I need to slake my thirst on a cool day. It was of no consequence.
Then before you take my life, you'll know you've been in a fight.
You think highly of yourself?
Not really.
Oh, but you do. Do you really think I hunger for your puny little souls? The death visited on a great battlefield is nothing to me. Only a flickering spark in the consuming fire of my power.
Then why bother with me if I'm so puny, so insignificant?
Because you are useless. You do not have the good sense to accept your fate, lay down and die.
I won't ever.
The pup barks, does he? Well, this for your... And this to your defiance. Brave words. Where is the fight you promised
why
me?
Why do you do this to me? Why do you still hesitate?
You will beg me to die before I'm done.
Never. Any life is worth keeping, even this pain.
But I have a thousand million pains. Torments you only vaguely conceived of in your worst nightmares. And do not look for your two friends. You have passed beyond that, Ambrose Gilly. For you are now in the hands of the necromancer. Long before I'm done, you will beg to die.
Thank you.
really very amusing.
What do you mean?
Well, you're so uninspired. Look around. The dark and lonely mountains, a cloudy sky. And look at me, the very image of sinister power.
Who are you?
I'm the Necromancer. You named me, shaped me, brought me into this little farce.
No, I mean really.
What does that mean, really?
Everyone in here is really someone else, except when they're just themselves.
Very profound.
I mean, they play roles. They're people I knew. I guess I dredged them up from my memory to fit roles.
How very godlike.
But I don't know you.
Do you think I care if you know me or not? Well,
this is all here to teach me lessons.
You impotent, egotistical little fool. All this is here because you chose to put it here. These asinine little fantasies you've established are of no interest to me. Your imaginary companions, half-remembered, half-concocted family.
Who are you?
You know me.
I don't.
Didn't you tell your little friends, or didn't they tell you? You can only find things you know here. Nothing new. Only things you already knew.
Yes, but I don't know you.
Well, we've never been formally introduced.
Why am I here? What are you supposed to teach me?
I wouldn't waste my time on the likes of you.
Then play your stupid games. You're just a power mad old...
Excuse you.
You almost hurt me.
Oh, isn't that just awful? What would you do if I did? If I chose to drop this whole mountain on you?
That would be the end of this. I'd go back to the anteroom.
Yes, the anteroom. The little hidey hole you curl up in to lick your wounds and fight off the nastiness you find. Not this time.
Look, I admit you frightened me at first, but I know that you're just a part of me. I can withstand anything you can do to me, and I know that eventually I'll wind up in the anteroom.
There is no anteroom.
I know that, but here in this illusion...
This is not an illusion!
Well, if it were real, you wouldn't be standing here throwing magic bolts around to frighten me.
This Ambrose Geary is as real as any splinter you've ever had in your toe. Any burn you ever got from a stove, any bee sting, broken bone, pulled muscle, heartache, aching tooth, disease, bruise, or disappointment you've ever known. Don't you know where this is happening? Haven't you recognized the truth of all this yet?
Yes, I'm learning.
No, life isn't learning. Not hiding away to where you are secure. Life is doing. All you've learned to do in here is play with yourself in 100 psychologically acceptable ways. You are indulging in deception, hiding in the open, escaping by wedging yourself tightly between two cold stones in the heart of your mind. A mountain gone. You may have thought to escape over it to the villages you've created, familiar faces and secure. 1,000 villages destroyed as they were created. But if I am just a part of you, what does that make you?
This will end, eventually. Time isn't the same in here.
It isn't the same out there. In here, it is always the same. Chaotic.
Then do whatever you've got to do with me. I know that when all this stops, when you're through with me, no matter what you do to me, I'll return to the anteroom.
The anteroom is gone.
It's like a part of me is missing. I feel lost.
Forgive me if I don't pity your loss.
Wilbur, Calypso, what happened to them?
You really need them.
They're part of me.
Yes, they were part of you.
Where are they? What have you done to them?
You really feel them to be necessary.
Yes, I need them.
If you insist.
Are you all right, Wilbur? Calypso?
I think so.
The anteroom, it's gone.
He destroyed it, like he destroyed me. I wasn't expecting that.
Are you all right? What about the doors of the anteroom?
I don't know.
Still feel you need those silly doors.
They're what I've used. It's how I'm supposed to get through all this.
I have the doors you need to finish what you've begun. Come with me. I'll take you to your precious door.
Come on. Wake up. This is no time to sleep.
Pinch his nose. That'll get him.
Well, if you insist.
Why'd you do that?
You passed out.
Where are we?
Somewhere in the mountain. I would say we're near the heart, if the volcanic vent we passed is any indication.
The door?
Yes, five of them anyway.
And that one? It's the one you said I had to avoid. Why didn't you warn me about the doorway that led me into this hellhole?
The other door is worse.
Where's the necromancer?
We don't know. He dropped us here and left.
I don't think he likes us.
Who is he? Well?
I'm not permitted to say.
What? You know and you won't tell me? What's stopping you?
I am.
But you're my friend. I thought you cared about me.
I do, really. I care very much. You're part of me, or I'm part of you. I want you to succeed, but your success depends on you coming to realizations, not being told. That doesn't mean anything. It has no value.
I don't want value. I want answers.
That's not true.
Yes, you're right. I do want value. Now, what do?
Continue what you've begun. Go through another door.
That's all I can do, unless we want to wait for the necromancer. Calypso. I understand now.
Understand what?
Why I named you Calypso. It means the concealer.
We told you that when you first arrived.
You can't tell me anything I don't already know.
You are learning.
I still have a chance, huh?
You are constructing your chance, bit by bit.
So, which of these five doors leads to my confrontation with death?
None of them.
But that's my whole purpose for being here. You mean none of these doors leads to death? After all I've been through?
The way to face death is through one of those doors. But you're still not quite ready.
There are five doors. Therefore,
I have four more lessons to learn first.
Five. When you've learned the fifth, you'll be ready to stand in the presence of death.
I'm not sure if I want to. But it's never really been a question of what I want to do, has it?
Never.
Ambrose.
Yes?
This may sound foolish.
Go on.
When you leave here, in the real world again...
Yes?
Don't forget us.
Forget you? Why do you think I could?
We are creatures of your mind. We have been created for the sole purpose of leading you through the maze you have created for yourself. When you succeed...
Are you sure I'll succeed?
Fairly certain.
I think you've come too far to allow yourself to fail.
Yes. I think I'll make it too.
Don't be too sure.
Oh, sorry. I interrupted you.
When you succeed, you won't need us any longer.
The preacher mentioned that.
I know.
But you're wrong. I'll always need you, even if I don't call you Wilbur or Calypso.
Well, no need to get carried away with sentimentality.
Without you, I would never have made it this far.
Without you, we wouldn't be here at all.
When I go back, win, lose, or draw, you'll be with me. I know what part of me is protecting me by concealing things I'm better off concealing.
Thank you.
And when I think of facts and start reeling them off like a printed page, I'll know and appreciate that part of me.
I'm honored.
I think I must be the most fortunate schizophrenic on record.
You're not schizophrenic. That means shattered personality.
Well, I'm in my own mind having conversations, lectures, arguments, and screaming matches with parts of myself. Doesn't that come close?
Close?
Close, with no cigar. You're stalling.
I know. Which door first?
Anyone except that one. You remember.
Yes.
Go on.
Good luck.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you'd be through by now.
What?
I didn't mean for you to see me just now.
Who is he?
Should we tell him?
No, it would only make him feel bad.
Would you stop talking about me as if I wasn't here?
Oh, I'm sorry. How much longer do you think it will take?
Not too long.
Good. I'd like to get all this wrapped up as soon as possible. I've got some important things to do before the drugs wear off.
What kind of things?
Do you really need to know just now? For you, they'd just be distractions.
Well, still, I'd like to know.
If you must know, I'm dealing with some of the things you haven't had time to confront.
Such as?
Such as the abandonment you felt. All your dear friends who suddenly didn't have the time for you when they found out you were sick.
More than sick. Dying.
They dropped you like a hot potato, and you haven't taken the time to deal with all of that. Betrayal. High treason in the country of the heart.
But who are you?
You said it once, but you were only half right.
You're me.
To be true, you'd have to say that both you and I and the others are parts of whatever the real Ambrose Geary is.
The others?
Me, Wilbur, everyone you've met here, and the others.
There are a lot of us wandering around in here. Every door you've seen has been entered, or will be before you leave here.
Back in the anteroom.
But that's gone. The necromancer destroyed the anteroom. The doorways are gone. We all took the doorways we needed.
I don't understand. You're saying that I'm just a fragment of myself. How many of me are there?
Don't get upset about it. About a dozen. All learning and settling old problems.
How does that help me? If I'm only a fraction of the whole, no matter how much I've learned, it'll only be a portion of what the total Ambrose Geary needs to know.
No, not quite. You see, this is just going to give him a swelled head.
You'll have to tell him now. You've got his curiosity piqued.
Tell me what?
You are the prime. You will be the one to incorporate all the Ambroses into the final personal image that will face death.
That's why I'm here. I've completed what I needed to learn, and I'm ready to give up.
Give up?
What else would you call it? Just relax. It'll all be over in a moment.
Where is he?
Don't you know?
Well, the answer is look within.
Yes. He's part of me. My God, I never knew I was that angry at my friends. I can't blame them. It's hard to be around someone who's dying. What can you say? How can you deal with someone sitting in the room who's reminding you that you too will die?
You didn't always feel that way.
You wanted to have them boiled in oil.
I understand them now. I still feel cheated. A little of the residual anger.
You feel hurt?
Yes. The other Ambrose brought it all to me, like a gift.
He and all the others you will meet went through as much or worse than you have experienced.
That's hard to imagine.
It's even harder to live.
I see what you meant about it having no value. I have all of his lessons, but they aren't as strong as the ones I've gone through.
That will pass. Eventually you will come to know that none of it is truly a gift. You will know all the lessons equally, and you will weigh them all with the same importance. All of them have taken their price from your soul.
Shall we go on?